Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Still kind of reeling about this news, folks, this week. Mr. Petty, Tom Petty, we lost him this week. So but I have to say, I'd like to point out that we were playing his music for a long time, and we're going to continue to do that. That was Mr. Petty and the Heartbreakers, bringing us back the late, great Tom Petty. Elise Bennett is our guest, our good friend, and a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 19th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Elise, thank you for that. Marketing-mentor.com, right?
That's right.
So check it out, folks, and you'll learn more about how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace, especially if you're a professional services provider. That's really your sweet spot, isn't it?
Yes, and especially creative services, mm-hmm. designers, copywriters, photographers, illustrators, consultants, et cetera.
People like that. So check out marketing-mentor.com. We're talking about pricing, how to price your product. We talked a little bit about earlier about how to think about a product, how to, you know, not think of it as wages and to think of yourself not as an employee. Think of yourself more in terms of being in business and when you buy a product in a store, if it costs a dollar, they don't sell it for a dollar and a nickel. Right? They sell it for a whole lot more than that because you got to pay the bills. So what about when we're professionals and we're approaching a customer with a proposal, or we're talking to them about how they'll use our services? How do we have that conversation?
Well, first of all, I think in general, especially again in this professional services arena, one of the problems is that there is no standard pricing.
Right.
For a website, for a brochure, for a PowerPoint deck, for anything anymore. And the designers and the copywriters wish there was.
I'm glad there isn't. I would be glad there isn't.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, because I'd be doing everything I could to add value and get as much as I can get.
Well, and I agree with you, but I think creative people are especially reluctant to talk about money and to negotiate.
Big mistake.
Right? And they would just much prefer to say, here's my price list, you know, and here's how much it's going to cost. And not
But then you're kind of working for wages again. You know?
I agree. I totally agree. And you're not going to reach your potential unless you learn how to have those conversations. But my point is simply that that's one of the problems, from their point of view, is that there is no standard pricing. So
I've had people say, how did you get them to pay that? I said, I asked them for it.
Uh-huh, exactly. So actually, then let's skip to, do you think asking for what you want or what you need, or asking for more than you think they're actually going to be willing to give in terms of negotiating, whether we're talking about money or something else, do you think that's a gender issue?
Okay, so that's a hard one. I don't, in terms of what you, from the point that you brought up, the direction you came from earlier, just a minute or so ago, I don't think that's necessarily a gender issue. I do think creative people, male or female, are reticent to do that. I also think it has to do with whether how seasoned they are, how expert they are at what they're doing, and whether they really appreciate they're capable of appreciating the value they're bringing. But I do think it gets to a certain point where men are probably more likely to ask for more than a woman because of a confidence issue. Men have ego when they don't deserve to have that much ego. Women have less self confidence than they actually should have. They can justify.
And actually,
give me off the hook. You agree or disagree?
I agree with you, but I would change the language. Debbie Millman, who is one of the big designers, branding designers, actually, in the graphic design industry, is giving a talk at one of my boot camps, actually, later this month. And her one of her main points is confidence is overrated. What we really need is courage. So I would replace courage with confidence in what you just said.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, because whereas some, I think courage is not gender neutral. I mean gender specific. I think confidence may be, but I think courage, I think there are plenty of women who are courageous.
And what does it take to be courageous when it comes to negotiating also? Because I've been doing a lot of negotiating lately, both with men and with women, and I have been trying to pay attention to whether or not I am negotiating differently depending on who I'm talking to. But in each situation, I ask for more than I know they're going to give me,
mm-hmm.
so that we have a place to negotiate too.
Right. Because you can always you can always go down, but you can't go up.
Exactly.
So, and I think of courage. I think courage is bolstered, is supported by knowing you can do something, by knowing that you can deliver, by knowing that you have value. So if I'm pricing my product to you and you don't want to pay it, then I have to have the courage to say, you know what, I know what I'm worth. I'm sorry, that's more than you want to pay. Let me know if you change your mind, but I have to move on because I know what my product's worth and this is what I have to have.
And I would add a marketing piece to that, which is required, which is, and I know I can go find someone who will pay it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You say, thankfully, I've been able to find people who pay that. So I do think that takes courage to you'll never know how good a deal you're going to get till you're prepared to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you'll be surprised how many of those prospects will say, well.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.